Good morning, and welcome to the Tuesday morning show at this latter end of May. I'm your host, Phil Huff, this morning, and we have a great topic and a couple great guests. Coming up Memorial Day weekend, we have an original play premiering at the Panda Theater. It's called Exit Pursued by a Bear. And with us today to talk about the show are Dorothy Prophet, Executive Director of the Cade Prophet Memorial Productions Company, and Meredith Field, who plays one of the lead characters, Nan. And here's a little bit of about the show, just to set us up, Nan has decided to teach her husband, Kyle, a lesson. With the help of her friend, Simon, acting as her emotional and actual cheerleader, and a stripper named Sweetheart, she tapes Kyle to a chair and forces him to watch as they reenact scenes from their painful past. In the pièce de résistance, they plan to cover the room in meat and honey so Kyle will be mauled by the bear. Through this nightmare of emotional trials and ridiculous theatrics, Nan and Kyle are both freed from their past in this smart, dark revenge comedy. This sounds like so much, I don't know if I want to say fun, but intensity. I'm dying to find out more. Let's start, Dorothy, with just a little bit about yourself and your background and how you came to be involved in theater.
Oh, sure. I've been doing theater in one way or another since I was little, actually. Started in grade school, then when I got to high school, did a few high school plays, and then took time off to raise a family. But I did spend 5 years on the road traveling with a nightclub act, which is a performance of sorts. When I got to Sandpoint in 1994, I joined the Unicorn Players, which was a big group back then. We did a bunch of productions, and then theater kind of died out in Sandpoint for a little while, not sure why. But recently, it's made in the past 10 years, it's made a good comeback. And now we have some good live theater happening in Sandpoint, and it's a lot of fun. I had no intention of starting my own little production company until I lost my son in 2017. And I needed something to do. Like, I couldn't just sit at home and drink wine all day. That was not a good idea. So I decided that I would do theater and raise money and be able to donate it to other places that needed some money. So our May show is always for the Better Together Animal Alliance. And our October show is we figure out who needs something in October and we give it to them.
That sounds like a wonderful way to channel a lot of energy into something productive. So congratulations. Kudos to you.
Thank you.
So
yeah, I just think it's a odd but good way to grieve.
Yes, that's true. Nan, or I should say Meredith, tell us about yourself and then how you came to be Nan in this production.
A little bit about me. I've been in Sandpoint for almost 20 years now. And I think that when I first came to town is when Dorothy's talking about there not being a lot of theater in town. It's really funny. I think the Unicorn Theater was no longer in existence. But I did a lot of playing around and about the theater, helping out with lights and sound and stage sets with some of my friends, Dave Nygren, Barry Barish. And so I always flirted around the theater since I've been in town, and then started playing around with the Follies with some friends. And Dorothy discovered me, if you will, and trusted me to play Sylvia, a dog in A.R. Gurney's Sylvia. What was that, 3-4 years ago now, Dorothy?
Yes.
And just, I had the best, most wonderful time. And, I'd say that it would be hard to beat that character in that play as far as comedies go, but this one's pretty dang fun. That's so, and so, I mean, that's, I think how I became Nan was through my journey there. And you'll have to ask Dorothy why she chose me, but I see a lot of similarities to myself with Nan, her history being from the South. So I've got the accent down pretty well from childhood, and just being lovable and sweet, you know.
Typecasting, right?
Possibly. So there are moments.
What part of the South did you come from?
Well, I'm from Florida. So I know a lot of people say that's the out of place Yankee state, but I'm seventh generation Floridian. Back when we had Southern accents and orange groves and sweet tea to go around. So yeah. And then I went to Georgia for school, and this play is set in Northern Georgia in the mountains, but I went to school in Macon, Georgia, met my husband there. So we have, I have that in common with Nan. She met her husband in Georgia at school. And I also play soccer, like Nan.
Oh, okay.
So, well, yeah.
Very much the typecast. So, Dorothy, let's talk
I don't know if Dorothy knew all this about me when she chose me. Maybe.
Not all.
Yeah. So, Dorothy, tell us about where the story came from.
Well, when I look for shows to do for our little production company, I typically choose comedies because my son was a bit of a comedian. That was his MO. And so I try to do things that are funny, but that maybe teach a lesson, like, you know, that you learn something while you're laughing is my goal. And so I read scripts all winter long. Like, I order them, and then during the winter when I'm not an outdoors winter person. So I just sit at home and read scripts and try to find ones that I think will be entertaining. I don't like well-known scripts. I like ones that are a little off the beaten path, that were on Broadway, but not, you know, very, very, very successful, but for fun anyway. So yeah, I just read scripts and pick ones that I like.
Good. Nothing wrong with that. This sounds like it'll be a fabulous lot of fun. So let's get a little bit more into the play. And, you know, before we go too far along, tell us now about where and when folks can come out and watch the show.
Oh, yeah. The show is May 27th, 28th, and 29th, and it will be at the Panada Little Theater. I don't know if, you know, some people maybe haven't been there because they haven't used that a lot lately, but it's going to be a great venue for us. It's small, it's intimate, you know, you don't ever have worry about if you're laughing, because there's people right around you that are going to be laughing to bigger places. Sometimes you're afraid to laugh, but and on the 27th and 28th is a Friday and Saturday, shows at 7 p.m. and on Sunday we do a matinee at 3 for the people that don't like to drive at night.
Mm-hmm. So just from the title and the brief description, this sounds like a play that might have been written by Eugene Ionesco. It has that surreal quality to it, avant-garde. Or am I over-interpreting it?
No, not at all. The playwright on this, her name is Lauren Gunderson, and she's actually quite prolific. She's written many plays, but she always writes plays that are kind of coming from the absurd, but there's the seed of reality at the base of it somewhere. And so if you're the person who wants, you can watch it on the surface and be entertained, or you can think a little and really get to what she's trying, the point she's trying to make. But it's a fun play. It's a really fun play. And when people ask me, you know, describe the play, I just tell them it's a comedy about domestic violence, which sounds terrible, but it's really funny. And it makes the point without smashing it into your face. So
without giving it away, because we want people to watch with critical eyes and minds, what do you see as the point? What's the emphasis for the show? What impact do you think it'll have on folks?
Shows you there's always hope.
Hope. Underlying hope.
No matter how dire the situation, no matter how much you think you're stuck, there's always hope.
And freedom.
Hope and freedom. Well, those are great messages for us today. And I think somewhere I read recently or saw an analogy that the actual performance of a show is just like the tip of the iceberg, and most people don't see the large quantity of ice underneath. And there's so much that goes on into putting on a show. Tell us a little bit about that, about the work that goes on with the production company, cast, crew, and others.
Well, I'll tell you this much. We started this play in 2020, and then we got canceled for COVID. So we've put a lot of time and effort into this. The cast has put endless hours, and then there's all the build the set, get your props, make your costumes. What will your hair be like? How does your person walk? Meredith, you take it.
Well, yeah, there's like Dorothy said, there's all the obvious things. There's the time and the determination and the patience and the resilience and the power to move on, to know that, you know, the next rehearsal might be better than the last one. And of course, you know, a lot of laughter and tears and the character building. I think for, at least I think I can speak for the ladies in the play, that they're the one thing that even that the audience doesn't see, that I didn't even expect as the character, was the way this play kind of helped me move through my own experiences, and my mother's experience, and a lot of women who I know and love around me who have had poor experiences with their intimate partners. And that's been really pretty amazing for me. During the course of this, I had a lot of room to speak to my mother about her relationship with my biological father and how things went down for her that way. And through this play and the friendship that Dorothy and Val and Seneca and Corey and I have created, I've almost, you know, moved through the character of Nan on a personal level, but also not just a personal level, but on a generational level. Like, I've connected to all these women in the world that have had issues the way Nan has, and how women and all people who have situations like this have just like overcome that challenge and found the empowerment to move on with their lives and meet their full potential and learn how to forgive and forget. Is that too deep?
No. No, it sounds like a
and it's a funny play.
It sounds wonderfully cathartic, and probably that is what the best of dark comedy should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I think the other question that you were touching on, Phil, is about all of the mechanics of putting on a show. So you find a venue, you buy the rights, you cast, you build the set, you get some tickets printed, you advertise, you do things like this to help let people know about it. I put this off until this time in hopes that people would come out. And I think we're at the point where people are coming out again and not afraid anymore. So, you know, I hope it goes well. We never know until the doors open and we see who walks in. So let's see.
So let's talk about some of the other characters. I'm dying now to know who Kyle is.
Well, Kyle is played by Seneca Cummings, who he actually played beside me in Sylvia, in A.R. Gurney's Sylvia. He was the owner who saved me from the streets, if you will, as a dog. And so we already have a great rapport there. Only this time, instead of him being my savior, I'm trying to save him from who he's become in our relationship. And in the play, obviously, he's my husband, so he's the one who's been a very bad, bad boy. And we're trying to just kind of get to see him, to see the error of his ways and save his soul. But throughout the course of the play, we realize that he's not all bad, right? That there was something that Nan fell in love with, that there's this little boy inside, an innocent person who is charming and lovable in his dumb and silly way. And he just went astray at some point through, you know, the Shakespearean qualities of guilt and jealousy and just Shakespeare.
Sure. So there's some
and he is phenomenal. Go ahead.
There's some redemption in there of Kyle.
Well, definitely, as an audience member, you definitely want him to be redeemed. You're hoping for him. There's something about him inside of you that really wants him to learn his lesson and not potentially get eaten by a bear.
Yeah. My imagination is vivid. I can't wait to see how that all plays out.
Oh, well, let me tell you.
And he plays it magnificently, all duct taped from an armchair.
Yeah. It's hard to act when your arms are taped down and you're taped to a chair and your mouth has duct tape over it for the vast majority of the play. That's
That part's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. It sounds like a play that might not be able to be performed everywhere, what with labor rights and things.
Oh, we had him sign a waiver.
Yeah. I always ask my actors when I approach people to tell them, to ask if they are willing to play. I'm like, hey, we're going to do this show and I have this part and I thought you'd be really good at it. Would you consider it? You know, I didn't necessarily disclose to Seneca that he was going to be duct taped to a chair for the entire show. But when he found out, he had no choice but to keep going.
Yeah.
He's an awesome sport.
As long as you didn't wait for the dress rehearsal to inform him.
No. And then the other guy that's in the show, his name is Corey Repass, and he is so talented, and he has this memory, like, he memorizes things instantly. He just puts us all to shame at how quickly he memorizes, and he's Nan's best friend, and they've been friends since middle school, and they have a lot of fun together, and they know each other better than you could possibly imagine.
We shop together. We get mani-pedis together. We watch Britain's Who's Got Talent together. Everything you would do with a best friend.
So that's Simon. Yes. Tell us now about the stripper sweetheart.
Valerie Moore plays sweetheart. And again, I think it might be typecasting. She's not a stripper. Don't get me wrong. But she's full of heart. And she loves costumes and wearing wigs. This is Valerie, not sweetheart yet. And she's big into lip syncing. She's been around and about the community, you know, with her antics for as long as I've known her, honestly.
Yeah.
And so, you know, on that level, she's just a shoo-in to be sweetheart. She loves being on stage and dancing and carrying on and just being silly. And sweetheart, the character, is just, she's a stripper, but that's a side note. She wants to be surprise surprise, an actress, right? And she meets Nan,
thespian.
Yes, she's the one who introduces Nan to the idea of theater and the fourth wall and Shakespeare, and it's a lot. Nan's really kind of the conspirator. She's always throwing in just something that's a little darker into the play. Like, the bear might have been kind of her idea. She's the one who likes Shakespeare.
So
they kind of create these scenes together and pull Simon into it, and they recreate scenes of Nan and Seneca's character. What's his character? Kyle and Nan's relationship from the first date they went on up until when it all went downhill and awry, and the hilarity that ensues because of sweetheart's kind of gritty, heart-filled mischievousness. It's tons of fun. I don't know what else to say about it.
So the thing about Val is, Val hasn't done a stage play before. I knew Val because of the Follies. She's performed in the Follies for 9 years. And I just always thought that she would be really good in a play. And so I always said, hey, it's not the lead part. It's a smaller part. Would you be interested in trying this? And she said, well, you know, I've never done it. And I said, you'll be great. It'll be fine. As it turns out, it's great and it's fine.
Well, it is. I've watched her unfold as, you know, as this has gone on, you know, from her struggling to remember her lines. And just in the last couple of weeks, it's like, oh, wow, look, Val's acting. She's fine tuning it. She's getting the motions down. She's owning this character 100%. So yeah, it's really awesome to see her grow like that.
How exciting. So I've got to ask, and you know, if it's a surprise, don't answer, but is it a real bear or who's playing the bear?
We can't talk about the bear.
Well, I have a black dog that I'd really like to train for the part, but I don't think it's going to happen in time.
Okay.
He's really cute.
Well, we'll just have to go to find out.
Yeah.
You will have to go to find out. Yeah.
Well, what else would you like to tell us about the weekend? What else should listeners know before they go?
Well, I'm going to make things take a turn here, but I do this on Memorial weekend because that is the weekend when my son passed away. And I want to do something fun on that weekend instead of sitting at home and remembering and grieving. So this is my way to honor him. And so I'm asking that they would come out and see the show and laugh with us and be silly with us, because it's uplifting for them and it's really helpful for me. So, and it's really helpful for the animal shelter, you know, that we can get those funds together and help them. We haven't been able to give them anything for 2 years. Shows, we've been able to give them about $7,000. So, you know, that helped.
That helps. And,
yeah. So I would like to get back up and running and give them more money.
And on a business note, I do not think we have really mentioned where anyone can go to purchase Exit Pursued by Bear tickets. And you can get them at Eichardt's Pub and Grill at 212 Cedar Street. The nice folks there will help you out. Just ask them at the register to buy tickets. And then at brownpaperbags.com, Dorothy, is that right?
Brownpapertickets.com.
Tickets. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Strike what I said.
And
brown paper tickets.
And probably day of at the theater if there's any remaining.
Yes. Well, here's the thing. This is, in the past, we'd always done our performances at the Heartwood Center, which had a bigger capacity for an audience. The seating is more limited at the Panada Little Theater. So I hope we sell out. That would be my goal, would be that we sell out each show. And, you know, and it's more fun when there's more people there. It's more fun. So that would be really great. And we're also going to have a raffle. We had some of the wonderful people at Eichardt's donate some items, and we're going to raffle those off at the show. So that's going to be another little side thing. Typically, at the Heartwood, we were always able to do concessions, but being at the Panada, since the concessions is their deal, we had to come up with some other little side thing. So the raffle is going to be that. And of course, it's wine. So anyone would understand that. Oh, it's Dorothy with wine. Okay.
Dorothy, we're going to raffle wine. Why not? Yes. So before we close out, you know, one last time about the dates and the times so that folks know when they can go.
So May 27th and 28th, doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7. And on May 29th, doors open at 2:30 and the show starts at 3. And it runs approximately 2 hours and 15 minutes. That's with an intermission.
So it'll be a nice evening out.
Yes.
And we all need a nice evening out. I hope people come out for it, as they do seem to be coming back out to events. And what a lovely way to spend the weekend.
Yeah, it is. And laughter. We all need some laughter, man. It's been a rough couple of years. Let's just get together and have some fun.
That's a great note to end on. So if you've just tuned in this morning on The Morning Show, we've been talking with Dorothy Prophet, Executive Director of the Cade Prophet Memorial Productions, and Meredith Field, who will play the lead character, Nan, in an upcoming show at the Panada Theater on Memorial Day weekend, Exit Pursued by a Bear. If you missed any of this podcast or want to re-listen to it in its entirety, you can go to krfy.org and click on the podcast link and download it later on this afternoon. And once again, thank you for joining us this morning, Dorothy and Meredith.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was fun.
Okay. Take care.